Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey you guys, welcome to Steel Wars. I am comedian Steel Saunders and I do love Star Wars. Please enjoy this classic clip, which is available in full at patreon.com/Steel Wars. A quick warning, there is some occasional coarse language, so if you are around sensitive ears or are easily offended, move along to another Steel Wars episode. This is not the podcast you are looking for.
And what's your favourite scene out of all the films, Damien?
Well, I reckon, like, going back to childhood memories, I reckon it's the Death Star Trench. That, to me, was like the going into the trench was, like, mind-blowing. Back then, you know, that the way it was shot was just something I'd never seen anything like it before. All those starts, the battles around the Death Star in the first one.
And how does it make you feel? Like, that's your favourite scene, and now that we know, like, the backstory, how they knew about that exhaust port.
Oh, yeah.
Does that change, like, it adds so much, I think.
Yeah, I reckon that's fucking great, the way they did that. And I reckon this latest new one is the best Star Wars out of all the new ones.
Ooh.
Like, as in, not the original first three that were shot, yeah. Which I can feel people feel actually angry about that. See, I haven't been on a podcast like this before, and I'm not the biggest nerd, but I feel like
hostile, buddy.
I think I might need some help to the car park. You know, normally I do gigs, and it's because I deal with a heckler or something, or someone. You know, fuck you, mate. Here it's like, I think the new Star Wars is better than the fuck, mate. Fuck is that supposed to mean? Like, Jesus Christ.
You're an anti-gungite. The,
yeah, that's...
I'm glad everyone caught up with that, because I kind of felt like you left me hanging with that one. It is, you know, people, you know, on the internet at the moment are, you know, like, which, like, even out of the new ones, like The Force Awakens and Rogue One, well, which one's their favourite? Mm-hmm. And my thing at the moment that... You know, I've got to go see it a few... I don't even feel like I've seen it yet properly. Like, I feel like I've seen it twice.
Did you go to a cinema?
Yeah. No, but I've just... It's such a big... It's such a big thing for me. It's just like, I haven't really had a chance... To watch a Star Wars film, I feel like you should have seen it, like, five times first. Because you're used to seeing them so many times that it's sort of like listening to your favourite song.
Yeah, there's a lot going on in the latest one too.
Yeah,
there's a lot. There's a lot happening.
So
it's
my initial prognosis on it.
I don't know.
My initial sort of thoughts is that maybe the Rogue One is a better made film, but I like The Force Awakens more.
I'd subscribe to that
for its heart.
And there's also the reminiscing that you get more of in Force Awakens.
Yeah,
there's more nostalgia.
Mm.
You know, there's some of our old-time favourite characters, especially for me, that, you know. In the new one, it is a much better made movie, and there's so much in it, but I think Force Awakens is slightly... But I'm sorry, mate. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. That's
two
okay.
To one. I didn't come out here to bring you down in the polls.
I can't believe you're turning on me like this.
What about you, Inns? What's your favourite scene?
You know, I definitely agree with Damo that the attack on the Death Star is phenomenal, and that stays with you. But I also liked some of the like, I liked the Jabba the Hutt scene, like the first time we see Jabba the Hutt and just what that entails and how much you take in that moment. And I also
would you do a gig at Jabba the Hutt's?
Fuck yeah! Clearly, it's all you can eat.
He's already done the Ipswich RSL, so I don't know.
And Jabba probably pays better.
Yeah. Well, at least he would pay on time, you know? I feel like.
The fuck, you wouldn't want to have a bad gig.
God damn it, I sent Jabba the invoice like 3 weeks ago. He still hasn't fucking paid.
That's fun. That's very funny. So, yeah, yeah.
We're... Yeah, well, the great bit, I think, about the trench run is the Han Solo at the end coming in, and it's all clear, kid.
Yeah.
You know, and that shot was one in a million. Like that, I think that's the spirit of Star Wars, is that, like, people coming through for their friends.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when they need it, that they're there and you band together
and
you succeed, hopefully.
He was a reluctant helper, too. He wasn't going to help out. He wasn't interested in helping out. And then saved the fucking day. What a champion!
Yeah,
there is that reoccurring theme of friendship and loyalty over money and power, I think, is definitely, yeah.
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 Do you have any favourite, like, background characters, like guys that are lingering at the back, creatures?
Well, it was kind of interesting when they remastered the old ones and they gave the fucking, you know, the pit thing with the teeth that Boba Fett falls into. They gave it a beak and, like, tentacles. I was kind of intrigued what that thing was, because I don't know if I read it somewhere, or they say something that it's been... Yeah, they say it in the movie that it's been there for, like, eternity or whatever, and this thing just consumes whatever falls into it. And
yeah, so the Sarlacc pit, which I don't know if they say how long it's been there, but I think it's... How long is it when you get digested? Is it...
Yeah,
1,000 years.
I don't know what that says about me, that the most intriguing character to me was a pit that doesn't speak.
A life-eating pit. A life-eating pit that just devours people. Yeah, that's awesome.
It's a bottomless pit that devours people over a long period. I thought, he's interesting. I wonder what he does on the weekend.
I love that as a child.
Yeah. No, you don't see many pit shirts. You know what I mean? Of Star Wars fans of the pit. Oh, wow, you're a pit fan. Was my favourite character too. the bottomless pit teeth fucking thing.
Well, I feel like you're going to start crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Loves it so much.
I connected to it. No, I was just wondering, like, I was just curious, like, what that thing was. Like, it had some kind of religious background or something, like, that they went to that place and, like, it was...
It's a Mormon snake.
Yeah, I don't know.
What about you? Do you have anything slightly more upbeat than that?
Well, you know, as a kid, my favourite sideline characters were clearly the droids. You know, C-3PO and R2-D2. They blew my mind as a kid. Everything had to be about R2-D2. And I had the Jedi fighter plane with R2 that went in. It was very, very exciting with the droids, because that's the first time, I think, you know, as a young kid, you see that there's animation and creatures and characters. So they stuck out to me. And, now, you know, in the new one, I really, really loved the blind Jedi character.
Troot?
Yeah.
Droot?
Troot.
Lee-wee? Is that his surname?
Are you guys... What?
What's that character's surname?
What the
surname?
Fuck was that exchange? Droot.
How do you say his surname?
Lee-wee?
Is it... What is it?
Amway?
Amway.
Fuck, they've put that
but
in
But he's
there.
Played by Donnie Yen, so...
Yeah, but it's an amazing character.
I would love to see a Jedi that sold Amway. Wouldn't that be
These
fucking
are not
great?
The soaps you're looking for.
Yeah. Imagine how much shit it'd sell, though.
Yeah, totally.
You do want this Tupperware.
That'd be a great upsell. You went and saw Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
How was the experience, Damo?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. Because I thought it was a lot more character focused, and the politics. That's the problem. That's what I didn't like about. I mean, don't get me wrong. I loved the other new one. What's it called?
The Force Awakens.
The Force Awakens.
It's just the highest grossing film of all time.
I love it heaps. What is it?
The anger is palpable. I like The Force Awakens, but honestly, I mean, fucking hell, they just, like, the politics in The Force Awakens is so glossed over. It's just like, yeah, these are the resistance. Where do they come from? Oh, the rebels won before that, and now they're resisting, you know. They won. The good guys won in The Force Awakens. They're following up from the Empire being destroyed. It just glosses over. It's like, these are the good guys, and the bad guys are the stormtroopers, and then they just shoot a weapon and blow all this stuff up.
Okay, did you go to the cinema angry the day you saw Force Awakens?
I came out angry. No, I
but
really
do you want me to explain that? Like, the backstory that probably was not put
well enough into the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
yeah.
After the war in Return of the Jedi...
It also lacked a pit.
Oh, what about the thing that Han Solo falls into?
Fuck yeah.
You would have been in the back of the cinema just masturbating over
that. Oh, yeah. I was like, good, he's back. They've upgraded him. It looks... yeah.
They stabbed one of the best guys and he fell into a pit. Yes. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I was not happy about that scene.
Yeah, yeah.
This totally sums up my anxiety as a human.
More pits, please. Yeah.
So after Return of the Jedi, and they formed like the New Republic. They tried to get the government back going.
Yeah.
And they had sort of like an amnesty on creating armies and war machines and stuff like that. This is like Mon Mothma, who's in Rogue One with the red hair and is also in Return of the Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yep, yep.
So she was sort of leading the government and they decided to, make it so people can't form armies again. But then the First Order, who's like Kylo Ren and Snoke, they were off in the outer reaches making a new army away from where people were.
Didn't get the facts.
No. And then Princess Leia formed the Resistance because she knew they were doing it and the established government was sort of in denial. They didn't want to act. So they formed the Resistance.
Oh, right. They're like, we're going to act outside of the government to deal with this new... rising. See, all
that
stuff you
just
said. Well, if it was in it, that stuff was in it, but it wasn't. It was so brushed over for me. Like, that's what I liked about Star Wars, even though the new ones that Lucas did, the other, Phantom Menace and so on. Like, I liked that they went into a lot more of that, the Senate and the political rise of the Emperor and all this. I thought it was really, really the political rise of the Emperor. Reminds me of Pauline Hanson. She's grown in power.
She's
we need to start a resistance.
She is not that good looking.
No, and she's...
If she put a helmet on her head, she might be.
She put a plastic bag
on her head that had no air.
She could shoot... She could shoot electricity. I mean, she looks like she might...
I'm amazed she knows how to use electricity.
That's a good point.
Big shout out to Pauline if you're listening.
I don't feel like this is a Pauline Hanson crowd, somehow.
It's too much explaining for her.
Yeah. I liked the poll, and I just felt like the Rogue One, went into a far more realistic and gritty sort of, the rebels and then the other guys, the rebels not accepting them and whether they're with them or with, I don't know how to describe it. Like, the factions that were forming at the start of Rogue One was far more realistic and a lot more gritty and nuanced than The Force Awakens.
It's interesting that you say that because for me, you see, I liked all the action of Force Awakens and not so much all the politics of Rogue One. So there's two different ways that you can view these movies.
Yeah, but do you know why? Because he's like loves the dark pit and you're like spaceships.
Yes. Well, that's true.
So you're coming at it from two different directions.
Yeah, that's true.
did you think the action was, did you enjoy the action more of Force Awakens, just speaking purely from a visual aesthetic
I thought there's like an 8-minute sequence where on Jakku, where the Millennium Falcon and the TIE fighters go through the old Star Destroyer,
yeah.
Like that is just like 8 of the best minutes in motion picture history.
Yeah, it's
like,
great, isn't it?
It's just insane. Good, like we got to see that. Disney invited us last year to go see a preview, like just those 8 minutes at IMAX in Sydney, and like just to watch that 8 minutes, and just like I just walked out and just started bawling. Like, it was insane. Like, there's this YouTube video of me, like, saying how... Like, trying not to not spoil it, but just say what I saw. And it's just, like, eyes are, like, glistening. It was just so good. Like, it was just so Star Wars. And just a fantastic, like, adventure.
But you don't feel that way about some of the final battle scenes in Rogue One?
I think because it was the Millennium Falcon.
Like,
the thing about Star Wars is you can't just judge it. Well, like, once you've been watching it for so many years, you can't just judge it on, like the cold heart merits. Like there's like your childhood memories and nostalgia and stuff like that. So, you know, like the fact that like in The Force Awakens is when the camera turns and that pile of junk turns out to be the Millennium Falcon. Like it get like when we first saw it, it got a round of applause.
Yeah. I nearly stood up. I was so excited when I saw that. In the first time I saw it,
I thought you meant to walk out. It's like, this is bullshit.
No, go, what? That's really exciting.
Yeah.
And then it takes off. Fuck yeah. It's great.
And it's that sort of thing that when they first revealed it, like when I saw it at that IMAX thing, I didn't realise how much I loved the Millennium Falcon. Like, do you know what I mean? I was just like, yeah, the Millennium Falcon. But you do that a lot, like in one of the trailers for Rogue One, and Mon Mothma appears, and I'm like, "Yeah, fucking Mon Mothma!" And it's just like when I was six, it was like
your old drinking buddy.
Like it just seemed like a boring grandma or something. But like 30 years later, you're just like, Mon Mothma, yes, it's gonna be the greatest. She's gonna stand there in a white dress and say a few poignant words. One ticket, please.
To hear the full episode, along with hundreds of hours of bonus content, I would invite you to check out the Steel Wars Patreon page at patreon.com/Steel Wars. For just $3 a month, you get a dedicated RSS feed that easily pastes into any podcast app you use, sending the complete archives of Steel Wars episodes along with bonus Patreon exclusives like movie commentaries, Q&As, and shows like the Making Steel Wars show, which I make exclusively for Patreon members with Jason Ward of MakingStarWars.net, where we try to find the news behind the news. Plus, you'll get the bonus segments from the call-in shows, which sometimes can be over an hour. And as well as all the bonus content, you get that warm glow that you are supporting this show you listen to each week. The idea behind Patreon is if lots of people chip in a little bit of cash, that content producers such as myself can still keep producing for you guys while still being able to feed our very cute Ewok-looking cats. There's a hungry cat involved in this, guys! As well as some sweet, sweet content. Check out all the super fun tiers and all the shows you're missing out on at patreon.com/Steel Wars. And may that force be with you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.